came home because I didn't believe him. We live on the river in Marina Crescent, and I thought he'd made a mistake and that it was coming in from the back, from the back door where the river is, because we're right on the river. And when I came home, we already had about nearly a foot of water in the front of the house, and it was just pouring off the Pacific Highway.
And what about today? I mean, did it get much worse from there? Did it go, you know, what sort of damage did it do?
I think from memory it was about four steps. We've got a two-storey house, so it was four steps from the top of the house, from the second storey. So it was well above the power where we turned the light on.
Crikey. And what about today, a year on? How are you going?
Well, my house is still... I didn't get any building insurance. My insurer told me that the damage was caused from the river, not by the water coming off the from the highway. So they knocked me back, but remarkably, my contents insurer gave me insurance for contents.
Okay, so you've got sort of new furniture, new carpet, new boarding, but you maybe your walls and stairs and stuff that needs to be rebuilt still in a pretty bad state?
Yes, it is. I haven't got any doors on rooms downstairs because they all swelled up and I had to take them off. Paint, I've still got mould on the walls just at the bottom. The skirting boards are coming off the walls just from the impact of two floods. The first flood I realised was a flood, and it did come from the river, but the second flood definitely came from both the river and from water coming off the Pacific Highway.
You also have a business in town, don't you? A small supermarket. Was that affected?
Yes, it was. Every business in town was affected, and the town was effectively cut off or shut down for a day. So no businesses operated, and the school was closed for a couple of days as well.
And did you have trouble with insurance companies to get your business sorted?
Not at all. They paid up quite quickly. We just had to assess what damage had been done and what stock losses we had, and they paid up, in a reasonably short time.
Why the difference?
Different insurance companies. I was insured with the same company for my car, and my car was probably the first to be towed away, and it took them 2 months to give me a check to replace my car.
It's a big year, isn't it? You know, I mean, your car, your business, your home. Are you back on your feet now? Like, I mean, I know the home still needs repair, but emotionally, do you feel like you're back on your feet?
Pretty much. I gave up fighting the insurance company because you just can't handle it emotionally. But yep, I believe that I came out of it quite well compared to a lot of people in Yeronga, especially the elderly. And to fight an insurance company when you're in your senior years, that could be pretty traumatic. So, yep, I did pretty well.
Has it left a bad taste in your mouth?
Yes, it has. It has indeed.
Yeah, I can imagine it would.
But that's part and parcel of life, and you just get on with it.
Yeah. Okay, Janine, there is a story about your nephew too. What is this about him kayaking with a dog?
After being isolated for until about 11 o'clock the next day, he managed to get out of the house and found the kayak, and he went for a kayak down the road with the dog.
Down the road. Not down the river, down the road.
No, down the road.
Down the road.
With the dog. Yeah. The dog had to go for a kayak as well.
Oh, dear.
So they were just assessing the damage and just talking to other neighbours and seeing how they were going as well.
Well, Janine, thank you so much for sharing that with us this morning. I appreciate it. And I hope your house gets fixed soon. But, you've got to come up with the money first, don't you? That's the hard bit.
Yeah. But we will eventually. It'll be a long haul, but, we'll get there.